Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Southside Juneteenth event featuring Governor Pritzker and others turned Freedom Day into a call for action as well as a celebration. WBBM's political editor Craig Dunlemore has the story.
Lieutenant Governor Julia Stratton told the Juneteenth celebration outside Kenwood Academy High School that their continuing efforts to promote equity and improve the lives of African Americans are a tribute to those who came before.
Is there more work to do? Of course there is. But look around today. We are doing it.
For example, says Cook County Commissioner Dennis Deere, local government is treating gun violence like the public health crisis that it is.
We didn't just do that, but we put money behind it. We put $1 million in Cook County Health's budget, another $36 million into the JAC, and people are getting money to interrupt, guess what, violence.
Still, officials say there's a lot more to do. Craig Dunlemore, 105.9 WBBM.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot has chosen the sister of retired 24th Ward Alderman Michael Scott Jr. to replace her brother in the city council. 3 days after the Sun-Times disclosed Monique Scott as the odds-on favorite, Alderman Scott's sister got the call she'd been hoping for. Monique Scott was chosen over two other finalists. Michael Scott stepped down after 7 years as alderman to become director of industry and community relations at CineSpace Studios.
COVID vaccines for children under five are making their way to hospitals and health systems in the Chicago area after the CDC gave final approval over the weekend.
Dr. Michael Capello, vice chairman of Advocate Children's Hospital, says they've had plenty of practice administering COVID shots to older children and will be ready for the younger ones.
We're ready from a clinic standpoint to give vaccinations. We give vaccinations of all types all the time. It's just a matter of, you know, making sure that everything can get process put in place, et cetera, et cetera.
Advocates pediatric clinics are getting the Pfizer vaccine.
And it's a three-dose series. The first and the second are separated by about 3 weeks. And the second and the third are separated by approximately 2 months. So it's a longer series than Moderna.
He says they've been answering questions from parents for months leading up to this, mainly about side effects and effectiveness. Advocate encourages parents to call their pediatrician's office to schedule their children's vaccines. Nancy Hardy, 105.9 WBBM.
A newly formed Illinois State Police Commission has met for the first time to talk about firearm restraining orders.
A year after the General Assembly passed legislation calling for its creation, the Commission on Implementing the Firearms Restraining Order Act has wrapped up its first meeting. The group is made up of police chiefs, members of the Illinois Attorney General's Office, State Department of Public Health, and others, with leadership from State Police Director Brendan Kelly. Their goal, develop an overall framework for how to confiscate guns when firearms restraining orders are issued. Officials say the first meeting focused on day-to-day decisions tied to the restraining orders, overall education and training, and infrastructure needed to implement the act. Some members say it could be similar to how domestic violence orders of protection are currently handled in the state. That's the story from Illinois State Police.
And starting on Wednesday, visitors can no longer access the Grand Park Pavilion from Michigan Avenue. The latest effort to restrict access to the park in response to violence and other incidents downtown. For any event, visitors will have to enter through the gates on either Randolph or Monroe or the Millennium Garage. Guards will also search bags and use handheld metal detectors. Today, resurrected nightmare for some residents in Woodridge and Darien. It was on this day a year ago that an EF3 tornado cut through parts of DuPage County, damaging over 500 homes and businesses and leaving more than 30 houses uninhabitable in those communities. Woodridge Mayor Gina Cunningham says some houses are still boarded up.
Maybe 12 or 15 that are still either the day they were, you know, 3 days, 4 days after the tornado, tarps on the roof, that kind of a situation. Those are small, but those were the hardest hit areas.
Mayor Cunningham today issued a proclamation designating June 20th as Woodridge Strong Day. The village also hosted a moment of silence at 11:10 a.m. this morning when the tornado struck.
Chicago police have released a photo of two men wanted for a murder last month in West Garfield Park. 27-year-old Devontae Smith was shot several times May 22nd on a sidewalk at Gladys and Spalding. You can see the photo on our website, WBBMNewsRadio.com.
Chicago police still searching for a man who they say tried to sexually assault a woman in a Rogers Park laundry room. The attack happened last month at a building on 6900 North Glenview Avenue. The victim suffered severe injuries. You can see images of the suspect on our website, WBBMNewsRadio.com.
A $173 million project now underway in Indiana aims to speed up travel times on the South Shore Line.
The South Shore Double Track Project will add nearly 18 miles of new track to a stretch between Gary and Michigan City. It will also upgrade 5 stations and add a new overhead contact system, as well as replace tracks on 10th and 11th Streets. The project is expected to be completed in early 2024 and will also improve safety on the entire line, as well as increase train frequency and reduce travel times. Mai Martinez, 105.9 WBBM.
Now to Juneteenth celebrations here in Chicago. They've created a new annual tradition in Pullman on the far south side.
In the adjoined gyms of Butler College Prep and Corliss STEM High School, a new tradition created through a number of community partnerships, including the Pullman Porter Museum, Shy Ball Wide, and Books Over Balls. Many of the K-12 teams competing in the first annual Juneteenth basketball tournament are coached by Armand Farmer, who's also bankrolled much of the event.
It's a 3-day event, so the first 2 days are pool games. The teams play 3 games to seed themselves in the bracket. So these are the seed games. This is actually the first and second grade championship right here. So whoever wins this game will win those trophies. That's right there.
Nearly 100 trophies will be given out on the final day of the tournament. Asked if he could pick a team that he'd like to see win.
I'm proud of every kid that's in here trying.
In Pullman, Brandon Eisen, 105.9 WBBM.
Fire official in Antioch continued to investigate a house fire this morning that left one woman critically injured and also sent a boy to the hospital. WBBM's Andy Dane with more.
Antioch Fire Chief John Cokefair says reports of a structure fire came in around 9 a.m.
We were called to the 26,000 block of Forest Court in unincorporated Antioch for a single-family home that had smoke showing, and it was reported that 2 people were trapped inside the home.
A juvenile who made the 911 call was able to escape the home and taken to a hospital with burns to his feet. Well, Cokefair says a woman had to be rescued from inside and hospitalized in critical condition.
The initial reports from our crew said there were no working smoke detectors in the home, and I cannot stress enough that folks need to check and make sure they have working smoke detectors in their homes. It buys you valuable time.
Cokefair calls the damage to the home extensive and says the cause remains under investigation. That's the story from Antioch.
3 months after a Palos Hills Marine was killed outside a Boston bar, a second employee is now charged in connection to his death.
The Suffolk County District Attorney has charged 34-year-old Alicia Dumier with accessory after the fact in the fatal stabbing of 23-year-old Daniel Martinez. He grew up in Crown Point and was with a fellow Marine waiting outside the Sons of Boston bar over the St. Patrick's Day weekend when prosecutors say he was stabbed in the chest by 38-year-old bouncer Alvaro LaRama. Massachusetts law defines an accessory as one who harbors or assists a person knowing they've committed a felony. Dumier is part owner of the bar. She and LaRama are slated for arraignment next week. The Martinez family still lives in Crown Point and plans to set up a foundation in Daniel's name. Nancy Hardy, 105.9 WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.